Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Leading off in left field, number 8, Ian Happ.
Popping champagne, you're moments away from doing so. What are you most excited about?
All of it. I haven't felt that champagne in a minute. I can't wait.
Ian Happ.
Now the 2-0 to Happ, drilled in the air to right field and deep. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Ian Happ, a long home run.
Cubs all-star outfielder.
Swing and a high fly ball, right field. That's back. That's on its way. Gone. The Pittsburgh Kid launches.
Well, on a day where they're looking to clinch a playoff spot.
Gold Glove Award winner.
And the Cubs are one out away from being in the postseason.
How fitting was it that the guy who caught the final out in today's game to send the team to the playoffs was Ian Happ?
And he was the first person I saw in here. He just came up and gave me a big hug. It's like, it's been too long. And he's such a leader here. He's been here for the longest. And it is a perfect way to end it.
Fly ball to left. This is going to do it. Ian Happ is there. And the Cubs are in the playoffs.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
Ben Johnson, accountability guy. He's an accountability guy. He was the first one to say, we got to be better.
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
If you want to look into that, the Ian Happ Foundation is how you find that information. I did not mean for that to rhyme.
Ian Happ with Spiegel and Holmes.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
On 670 The Score.
It's very nice of Ian to do us the solid of coming to hang out and do this show swap, partner swap that we are doing today. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Lawrence and Layla here with you until 6 o'clock. Nico was on middays today for a whole hour, so Ian was like, well, can I come and hang out with you guys on the afternoon show? And we were like, you absolutely can. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Ian, thanks for doing this. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Ian, we have to start with the party first, because once you guys actually got to take part in the celebration, I want to know what the feelings were for you. You got to be able to talk to the team. Let's start with that. What did you say to them about these moments?
Yeah, I think, you know, the biggest message was just, you know, we've earned it. You know, we've earned the spot in the playoffs. You know, there's a lot of work and stuff that goes on behind the scenes over the course of spring training, offseason, season to get you to this point. And so, you know, this group has earned that. We've earned the right to celebrate and to enjoy it. And that there was, you know, there's still work left to do. And we want to host games at Wrigley. We want that first playoff series to be at Wrigley Field. And so that was kind of the overarching message. And to the young guys, just to enjoy every second of it, because you never know when you're going to get back.
I have been on a crusade over the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 months talking about the idea of enjoying what happens over 162. That we tend to get caught up in who wins the World Series. And I'm glad to see that you guys were celebrating the way that you were, because getting into the playoffs is an accomplishment. And that accomplishment is less bothered by variance than what happens inside of the playoffs. So I don't know. I feel like I'm trying to lead a crusade of people saying, hey, being a playoff team is cool and should be celebrated.
100%. You know, being a playoff team and giving yourself a chance is just a massive accomplishment. You don't, you have to, there's so many things you have to go right over the course of 162 for you to get to that spot. You know, team health and just playing up to everybody's capabilities and being able to do that. And you know, we've weathered some storms this year, and we've played really good baseball. We played really good baseball as a team, and so to be in that spot is something that is truly an accomplishment and something that every team should celebrate. And, you know, that's, when I got here, you know, that was the standard here, was to be in the playoffs every year. We were able to do it quite a bit in my first 4 years, and then, you know, a little stretch of being close but not quite there. So just super meaningful, a lot of emotions, and being able to do it with this group is just really cool.
Ian, I know it's been almost a week. It'll be a week tomorrow, but I want you to flash back from what you can remember, because we got to see a very fun celebration. Number one, it was nice to see Craig Counsell smile so much. I feel like that hadn't happened in a while. And Counts talked about how this is why you do it. And I thought that was a really good observation, too, just to hear from him. And then number two, I was not familiar with Carson Kelly's game. To be able to hold two Budweisers in one hand while smoking a cigar and then dap Matthew Boyd at the same time. Clearly, I was not familiar with the party and celebration game of Carson Kelly.
Yeah, I think you get, you know, there's nothing better, I mean, than that celebration. The champagne, you know, it's the only time you'll ever catch me drinking Bud Heavies, but they're pretty special on that day. It was just great. I mean, for the guys that hadn't done it yet, for the guys that have been waiting so long to do it, and it really does. It just feels like this, you know, this massive accomplishment and celebration. Council's right. This is why you do it, and I think that it does. It gives guys this, like, especially when you haven't done it for a while, it's like, oh man, this is what it's all about. Like, I want to keep doing this. It's a little extra motivation to, like, you know, you got a chance to do this more times. Like, this is the only thing that matters.
You've got some guys who've won World Series, but you're the longest tenured Cub and what, the longest tenured Chicago athlete right now.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for younger players who are going to experience playoff Wrigley for the first time?
Yeah, I think just take it all in. It's so special. I mean, this place, Chicago, the city, when a team's in the playoffs, the buzz, but also just Wrigley Field itself, the atmosphere, the fan base, and just like it is. We're very lucky to get to experience 40,000 people on a regular basis, but when it's a playoff atmosphere, when it's that crisp fall day, and it's rocking, like, there's not quite anything like it. And that was kind of the biggest message, was like, we need to host games at Wrigley. Like, we need to host this wild card series at Wrigley, and feel that. And I think that's kind of, you know, that's our mission over the next six games, is to lock that in. So we're doing that.
Well, and I think that, you know, unfortunately, nobody wants to go into Cincinnati and get swept 4 games after you clinch. I know that that is not the plan and it's not ideal. What were your takeaways from that? And then getting into a very, I think, competitive and a team with urgency playing the Mets coming up.
Yeah, I mean, Cincy pitched it really well. They pitched it really well all series. Their starters did a really good job, and their bullpen was pretty locked down. They're playing for something right now. They're motivated. They got a group that just they played 4 really good baseball games. Our pitchers did a great job of keeping it close and giving us a chance. You know, offensively, we couldn't get the big hits to put ourselves in a position of winning those games. But I think it's a good reminder of just because you clinch, just because you're in the playoffs, the season doesn't end, and that there is still really important baseball to be played over this last week. And so I think it was a bit of a long road trip. You get 7 days in a row on the road. It was the end of 10 straight, and we went to Atlanta for 3 and then back home for 3 and immediately on the road. So it was kind of a long stretch there for those games. And so I think getting back to Wrigley for these last 6 is going to be really nice. Guys getting off day yesterday and get a chance to reset and really, you know, play some good baseball here this last week of the season.
Ian Happ joining us here on the Spiegel and Holmes Show. It's Lawrence and Layla today. Nico was on middays today, and he said that he really likes when you guys hit back-to-back because of your different skill sets. How would you describe the two of you in a lineup together?
I love it. I love it. I think we've done it for a long time. We did it quite a bit in 2020 as well. And at the beginning of that year, we were hitting like 8-9 together or 7-8 together. And it was, you know, right after we had lived together and we joked about our friends, Dakota and Zach, that were hosting the compound with us, joked about, you know, us making stuff happen when we're next to each other. And then we got a nice stretch from 21 to kind of through 23 of getting to do that quite a bit, whether he was leading off or hitting 2-hole and I was hitting 3. I've been so lucky to hit behind him quite a bit. And he's one of the best base runners in baseball. And take away the stolen bases, just his ability to score from first on a double, his ability to score from second on a single. I've just gotten to watch that so much. And I have a pretty patient at bat. So when he's on base ahead of me, you know, I give him chances to take bases quite a bit because I do tend to have longer ABs. And then I know if I hit a ball in the gap, he's going to score. And you saw that in Cincy against Lodolo. Like, I hit a double with there was nobody out or one out. And he's flying around the bases, great read on the ball. He's just so good at that. And so he's right. Our skill sets complement each other. Just, you know, his ability to get on base and run the bases and, you know, kind of the patient at bat and the chance for an extra base hit. We've just been really productive when we're hitting around each other. So it's been one of my favorite things over the last 5 or 6 years we've been together.
On the afternoon show, we've kind of gone through the emotional roller coaster with Nico, where he wasn't hitting for power, but he was doing everything else. And then you get to the end of this season and he's got career highs in a bunch of categories, including wins above replacement. That dude is just, he's such a ball player. And that's one of the highest compliments that I can give. And I give you that compliment too, Ian. Watching you guys, even through the struggles, not lose yourself, there's an art to that. Where does that come from?
I think just trying to impact the game every day. I think the consistency of being out there, you know, what I'm so proud of Nico for this year is just his availability and being out there every single day. It's a testament to the work that he puts in behind the scenes. And just, I can't tell you guys how much time he spends on his body and making sure that he's available to be out there playing in the middle of the field. Like, it's super, super impressive. But I do think the way that he impacts the game every day, whether that's base running, defense, or the bat, that's why he is a 6+ win player. Like, he's that good. But yeah, I think for the two of us, just being available, being out there, and finding a way, whether it's the middle of June, or it's the end of September, just to impact the game in some way. You know, you're not going to get hits every day. You know, I can get multiple hits every day. It's really hard to hit in this league. But, you know, if you can find your way on base, you can impact the game, base running, defense. You know, that stuff shows up every single day, and you'll find yourself in a good spot.
Ian, what can you tell us about Connect and what you're working on outside of being, you know, on the field getting ready for the playoffs?
Yeah, Connect, we're going to be fueling the clubhouse down the stretch, I'll tell you that. A lot of coffee flowing for the boys. Cold brew has been great. We just had our latest Gold Series release of the premium coffee, which has been awesome to see the response from people, and we really appreciate it. So get your Connect before these playoff games.
Before we let you go, I'd love to get a fielder's perspective on what's happened with Cade Horton and how he has had such an amazing second half of the season. Usually you don't see young guys do that. Like, usually there's a regression because of the amount of innings that they're putting on their arm. What have you seen from him?
I think a couple things. I think he's continuing to learn every start and every outing. He's learned himself. He's learning the way his pitch mix plays. But super, super competitive in the zone, which is huge. He's not afraid. He's not pitching away from contact. He's going right at guys, which is massive. And I think it's a testament to the Cubs, too, and just this is the first time he's thrown this many innings, and they've done a great job of just controlling his workload, making sure that he's available kind of throughout this run. But he's got the attitude for it. I think I've said this a handful of times on this show. He's just – his mound presence and his ability to compete is what sets him apart, and it's what – the great ones do, and how the great ones carry themselves, and he's got a lot of potential, and it's been really fun to watch him, you know, continue to learn every single time he's out there.
Ian, thank you so much for joining us and for accommodating our shift change today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.